Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we're looking back at our Meet the Experts series, featuring industry leaders who took part in last year's festival's one-to-one sessions. The one-to-ones offer a unique opportunity to spend valuable time with station heads and commissioners, ask questions, and gain insight into the industry. We're going to be offering the one-to-one sessions again this year at the festival. Coming up, we'll hear our experts share their top tips on creating standout demos, writing compelling pitches, and developing the skills needed to succeed in the audio industry. Plus, they'll share some of the best advice they've ever been given too.
I'm Paul Sylvester. I'm the content director for Absolute and Magic.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
I think there is an awareness of the world around them, what's happening in the world. And I think having that understanding of what audiences are into, what audiences care about, and what makes kind of a creative take on that is the first thing. I think curiosity is always a really good thing to have in terms of presentation, production, or any of those things. And I think also just persistence. There is a lot of demand for fewer roles in the world of radio and audio. So I think being persistent is hugely important.
What makes an ideas pitch or presenter demo stand out for you, and what should people not do?
Always start with your best material. Give me a breadth of what you would sound like. So if you're sending me a demo for Magic, include stuff that you would have heard on Magic or versions of that. Say the words that you would hear if you were a Magic Radio listener. And I think also it's that thing of give me something that is a personal story. Give me something that delivers listener engagement. Show me how you would sell the station. Show me how you would tease ahead. All of those things are really important if you're making a bespoke demo.
My name's Julia McKenzie. I'm the Comedy and Entertainment Commissioner at BBC Radio 4.
What makes an ideas pitch stand out to you, and what shouldn't people do?
Well, I think concise is always good. It's a worry when people need to take a lot of space to try and explain their idea in a sense, because you need to be able to summarise your idea in a sentence, really. So being concise, give me a clear idea of what I'm going to listen to. Sometimes people say it's going to be funny, they list lots of describing words, but you're still none the wiser of what it actually is. So that's really clear and important. And then the other thing I do look for, to be honest, is that it should be funny. So a comedy producer really does need to be able to demonstrate their sense of humour. Sometimes I'll read an idea for a comedy show and it's written in a very sort of straight way. And you really need to, you know, bear in mind that as a commissioner, I might be reading dozens and dozens of pitches. And if you can try and make me smile or ideally laugh when I'm reading your comedy idea, that would be great.
My name is Rachel Simpson. I'm one of the podcast team at Spotify in London.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
So I would say the most important thing is curiosity. I've spent 11 years at the BBC working in loads of different parts of the organisation. And what I've loved in some ways about being outside the BBC is that opportunity that is there about learning new ways of working and sort of connecting with different people from different backgrounds and different kind of disciplines. And I think podcasting in particular, as we've seen, you know, it changes every year. The last 4 years has been dizzying. The 4 years before that, the next 5 years is going to be changing all over again. So I think having that curiosity and in that some ways embracing the change is the key thing of all. I would then also add to that, be data driven, test things, iterate things, look at the data, look, see what, how, you know, and you can find it. And those analytics, what are they actually telling you about what your audience wants and what your audience is actually doing, and change, you know, and adapt and pivot all the time. That is your superpower. I think if you understand your analytics, it's really, really important. And then I suppose the biggest thing is think that it's all storytelling, you know, listen, watch, learn all types of storytelling, whether that's, you know, unbelievably ambitious audio shows to creator reels on Instagram. Just absorb all of that. What really speaks to you, work out why, and let it inform how you're doing it.
My name's Sam Jackson. I run Radio 3 and The Problems for the BBC.
What makes an ideas pitch or a presenter demo stand out for you?
I think in terms of standing out, it's got to do two things at the same time, and that can feel like a kind of opposite. But on the one hand, it's got to sound like something that fits on the radio station. If it's so different to what we already do, then it could feel completely out of place. At the same time, it also has to offer something extra that we can't deliver through what we already have. But it's also got to make us stop and go, good grief, how come we haven't got this already? We really need it.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing now?
Looking at audience behavior. How are people consuming audio? How are people discovering classical music? And how can that person help audiences to do that?
And what's the best piece of advice that you've been given that's helped you?
I was once told by somebody in the industry, never write to the person that runs the station. Always find the name of the producer of the program you love and then send them a note instead. And I think that really rings true. If you love something that you hear, find out who produced it, drop them a note and say, I love that program you made. Have you got 10 minutes for a coffee? They will be so delighted that they will instantly say yes. And then you've got an immediate connection to someone in the industry.
My name's Tim Lavelle and I'm the program director of Times Radio. I think the one thing I'm looking for people who want to work on Times Radio is that they know the station. If someone emails me, I don't say if, they do. When people email me and it happens and it's clear they don't understand the station, I just am not very interested because I think that they won't have the right skills. So it is such a great thing when people can say they've heard things and they understand they're tailoring their application or their approach to fit what Times Radio does.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you?
A piece of advice I heard Danny Cohen, who was the director of BBC Television, say that he'd been given. And it was very simple that if you do anything, if you make anything, make it excellent. And I just thought that was so profound. It's very simple, but very profound because actually no one knows what you haven't done. They don't know that you didn't make this podcast or you didn't do that thing. But the only thing they can look at is what you have done. So if you're going to write a CV, make it flawless, make sure there are no spelling mistakes. And just one related piece of advice I often use with my presenters as well is we aim for perfection, but we settle for excellence. Particularly in live radio, you cannot make everything perfect. There will be mistakes. Aim for perfection, settle for excellence.
I'm Paul Fernley. I'm Business Development Director, Audio Always, Media City UK.
For those who want to break into your area of industry, what's the one thing they should be doing right now?
I think it's an interesting moment for the industry where it's probably never been harder to break in. I think listening a lot, understanding where the market is the thing I say to everyone. You know, we are heading into an era where big name talent is driving entertainment podcasts. Understand how those shows work, but also be listening to the archers. Understand how sound design works. Understand how storytelling works. Just make sure you're listening to a lot of stuff because I want people with great audio ears.
I'm Sarika Unadka and I work as an assistant commissioner at the BBC Asian Network. Quite often when we interview people for jobs, you can tell when they don't listen to the output. And that is a real bugbear. It's like, if you are applying for a job or going anywhere or want to work in that industry, make sure you listen to the thing that you want to work in, because that is a real big issue that I see a lot. And it makes such a difference because if you know the output, you know how you can benefit the organization that you want to be part of. You know how the audience works. You can really deliver the best quality for them. And every job that you're going for, just remember, you're trying to help solve a manager's problem. You're trying to help build that brand or whatever. You need to know the output.
And what's the best piece of advice you've received that's helped you?
It's trying to get used to being told no and not taking it personally. It happens a lot and you do have to get used to it. And 90% of the time, it's not personal because actually there's so many factors that I've learned by doing this job that it's like budget, it's always resources, there's timing, there's also like presenters and schedules and stuff like this that you wouldn't even know about, which is why they might have said no. So you can't take it personally. You just keep banging the door and actually, like, this is going to sound really cheesy, but you know the song No Limit by Two Unlimited? That whole no, 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 there's no limit. So there's no limit to the no's, but there's no limit to how many times you can try.
I'm Sophie Herdman. I'm the Global Content Partnerships Director at Acast.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I think for podcasts, authenticity is so important, whether you're producing or presenting. It's such an intimate environment and people can really hear a lack of authenticity. I say trying to sound very authentic. So I think that's really important. I think the ability to engage an audience, again, whether you're a producer or a presenter, thinking about what do they like, where do they want to meet you, what are they enjoying, and how are you actually going to engage them and build that community. I think the last thing is also video and social skills. You know, podcasts have never been like purely just about the audio itself, although it's so important, you know, having beautiful audio, well-edited audio, engaging audio. But increasingly, having those video skills is really, really important. Knowing how to share a podcast on social media, having those social skills, they are also just, you know, more important than ever as the kind of definition of a podcast expands.
Hello, I'm Sam Moy. I'm head of BBC Radio 6 Music. I think that the piece of advice I've been given out a lot today, because people have asked me the same question, how can I be a presenter at 6 Music? And the piece of advice that I have given out is really spend some time figuring out what you want to say, what you want to share. Figure out who you are, because that's authentic. The story that you're telling, that's the only story that you can tell. And it could be about, I really love frogs, or it could be like, this record label is incredible, or like, I've been to this part of the world and I just want to share that story. Figure out what that is. And you can almost do it yourself. Like when I started out, like studio doors, like somebody had to open that for you. Not now, you can make your own content. You can do it on your phone. Everything has been democratized in that sense. So you can make something of your own volition and people will come, and that becomes your calling card almost. Don't be in a race. Just spend some time and make it something that you're proud of, and then take it into the world.
A big thank you to all our experts. If you found that useful, then you can revisit the full Meet the Experts series of podcasts wherever you get your pods. Look out for an exciting announcement of industry leaders who will be available for one-to-one sessions at this year's festival on the 1st of October. Keep an eye on our website, audioacademy.org.uk. Our Bournemouth Social is tonight, 29th of July, and we have a Newcastle Social on the 4th of August. There's still time to book your tickets for both of these. It's free for Audio Academy members and just £4 for non-members. Book your tickets at audioacademy.org.uk/events. Next week, we'll hear some previously unheard audio from my chat earlier in the year with radio legend Stephanie Hurst. I'll see you next week.